H-A-R-A-A-M-S-A-R-I. Date of accident is 1-8-2022. Date of birth is 8-16-42. Apologies. And date of service is 9-12-2022. Mr. Ansari was initially involved in an automobile accident on January 8, 2022, when she was a VSA passenger on the left side, and the entire car slid on a ice patch, losing control, hitting the median head on, and then crossing three lanes of the freeway on I-94, westbound, and coming to rest after hitting the guardrail on the right side. Thereafter, the patient started having pain in the right shoulder, right knee, after injuring them to the seat in front, and headaches along with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, forgetfulness. In addition, patient started having pain in the entire spine, especially focusing on the neck, the lower back, the level of 6, the shoulder, and the right at the level of 6, with difficulty. Legs. Having some pain in the left side also, of the knee, but it has been replaced. There is no fracture or any trauma to the left knee. There is some radiation of pain to the left upper arm, and patient has some difficult time sleeping. And she reports that the pain level is around 4 to 7. The worst pain is in the lower back and the neck pain. Knee pain is 6 and shoulder pain is 6. She has a hard time lifting the left shoulder beyond 110 degrees. And the ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And pain, yeah, there is some improvement of the pain around 50%. In the ADL patient, and in the system review patient reports that in early psych there is a dizziness, vertigo without any headache, visual disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout. There is difficulty sleeping, weakness, and loss of memory. However, there is no blackout, seizures, confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, or lack of focus. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, and the pain and numbness. Patient has an ongoing stiffness of the left shoulder, and pain in the left shoulder, as well as stiffness of the lower back, neck, as well as pain in the lower back and neck, and pain in the right side. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, because of the whole stomach pain, or blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. On the spirit, there's no asthma, no trouble breathing, no chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in pain level, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is substance abuse, none. Compliance is safe. Patient reports for compliance to the pain medication. Clinical examination, the blood pressure is 110, or 51 for Fox is 99, height is 4'11", weight 130. Resting physical examination will be from previous visit of 12-2022. Dictation number is 0828-002. Along with diagnosis, please use a general review musculoskeletal examination and the diagnosis codes are the same plan of CNS. Patient continues using the basis mucus, brain, cervical penile is being oral. Today we are providing her with lectin CNS 9/12/2022 so that she can benefit from it. With the home-based therapy program, we should continue our therapy also at home. Focusing on the neck, shoulder, right knee, and with stretching, massage, aquatherapy. Definitely inform about yoga and home exercise as well. Disabled for work, housework, replacement, transportation. Adequate fats 5% was provided. Water and gel 3% was provided to her. She will continue on flexible 7.5 milligram twice a day. That low. And Phenac or water and gel. 3% is provided for lidocaine patch. The MRI for right knee is present with a complex tear of the posterior horn on the medial meniscus, anterior cruciate ligament tear, posterior cruciate ligament tear, degenerative sprain with contralateral grade 4, omni-infusion. The patient is informed about the difficulty in the knee and requiring possible surgical consult, but due to her unstable diabetes, she is not interested. Her last hemoglobin A1C was around 6. Oh, sorry, it was around 7.5. In the cervical spine MRI, there is a bulging disc at C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, and the osteophyte complex is present throughout from C5-6, C6-7, leading to further issues and uncovered joint spurring. And although the spinal canal is stenosis at C3-4 and C4-5, the bilateral neuroforamen arranged well. As a result, patient was advised to have a cervical epidural injection and MRI for thoracic lumbar spine is still available. As soon as it is done, and possibly an MRI of the left shoulder. Left shoulder MRI is already done, and it shows rotator cuff tendinopathy for both infraspinatus and supraspinatus tendons, and glenohumeral arthrosis, break free of posterior superior glenoid labrum, effusion of the glenohumeral joint with a possible loose body in the axillary pouch, extreme thinning, and incomplete visualization of the long bit of biceps tendon and the biceps.